For the first time since March, certain hospitals in upstate New York will be allowed to resume limited outpatient surgeries in the coming days and weeks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, state guidelines will determine which facilities can once again start performing everything from general surgery to orthopedics.
Trends in the number of COVID-19 patients and whether there's a buffer of hospital beds are the big numbers hospitals need to meet in order to perform outpatient surgeries. According to Governor Andrew Cuomo, Central New York hospitals fit that criteria.
Central New York can resume elective surgery because their number, their capacity number is lower. The number of cases they have is lower.
But it won't happen overnight. In Syracuse, upstate won't say when they'll return. Krause and St. Joe's expect to start performing elective surgeries in mid-May. St. Joe's Health Emergency Management Manager Joe Bick says the hospital at this point is prioritizing the hundreds of backlogged surgeries that were canceled from early March on.
It's not like the deli counter where you take a number and when your number comes up, it's your turn. Really, with all healthcare, your condition dictates the speed at which your care is provided, and that'll still be the case as we look to reschedule.
There are other considerations for some of the smaller hospitals in the area with fewer COVID cases. Oswego Health will wait till June 1st to begin offering elective surgeries, according to Chief Medical Officer Dr. Dwayne Tull.
One of the keys is testing, and the other key, of course, is personal protective equipment. Both of those remain limited in our area. And until we can surpass that limitation, we are going to be cautious in saying that we can start back up.
Hospitals' bottom lines have been strained in the wake of COVID-19. Hundreds of hospital employees have been furloughed in various institutions. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says beyond the medical necessity of elective surgery, there is another positive.
It's also good for the economy for some of these employees who've been furloughed to get back to work. It's good for the supply chains. So very happy about that.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.